The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's good to be with you here at the Haverty Gym. We're on the Morehill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Getting set for the second half of our doubleheader tonight, the Gaia's game coming up. We'll be back with it right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, we're back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball. And the public address announcer introducing the starters for these two clubs here tonight. Allow me to share them with you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors, Pleasant Ridge. Got to be closer. Pleasant Ridge is going to be under head coach Jaron White, his assistant John McDougal, coming into the game at 2-2. Both of them conference games, and they're going to be starting Aiden Webb and Noah Seaman Morgan. They'll have Cannon Duncan out there with Lucas Heim and Drake Duncan. A couple of seniors, three sophomores for Ridge. For MHMA, head coach Dan Rapplinger, his assistant Christian Wessel. Ravens are going to be starting Bowden Korbelik and Parrish Beagle, Brody Copeman, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy this one. The ball is up the tip of the way. Ravens are going to control it down. We are underway. Here comes MHMA. Ravens are working around to the left side. A very active player defense employed here by Pleasant Ridge coming out of the gate to start things tonight. Ravens are running a little motion going from side to side. Korbelik has it, pushes it out on top to Beagle, has the ball stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Who touched it last? Pleasant Ridge did. Ravens are going to have it back in. Morehill Mount Academy putting it in play right at midcourt. And up they come with the basketball. Here comes Korbelik. A little skip pass over to the right side to Harris. Feeds inside. The shot is up. It's good. Beagle hits it plus one. So get Parrish Beagle the bucket. He'll draw the foul, come to the line. And the foul is going to be on Drake Duncan. And we are just a half a minute into the game. Duncan has his first foul of the night. The free throw here for Parrish, perfect. Ravens are going to break out on top at 3-0, 7:24 to play. Opening quarter. Reach into the forecourt. That's going to be Noah Steven Morgan with it. Kicks it over to Aiden Webb. Webb goes baseline left with a 3-yard launch. It won't go. Long rebound. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Harris. And it is going to be Pleasant Ridge basketball. Mark Harris chased that thing down and knew he couldn't corral it, but he didn't want to see Pleasant Ridge come away with that fast break on the transition. So he just kind of whacks it out of bounds, and here come the Rams. The pass in the middle, knocked away. Beagle comes up with the steal, and he's going to get fouled coming up the floor. Let's say right now, these are a couple of what I'm going to call, and the adjectives being what they are, that may mean something to different people, high motor kind of a team. I mean, they are constantly moving. They are flying around. They are aggressive. They are bouncing around the outside. 3-0. Here's a pass in the middle of Parrish. Kicks it back behind him. The three-point shot launched and scored by Harris. Mark Harris knocks it down. It is now 6-0. Ravens. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ball out on top to Pleasant Ridge. Now it's batted away. They're going to lose it. It's going to be over and back. Ravens are going to have it back in play at midcourt. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0. MHMA in front. Now Pleasant Ridge, you talked about the high motor, as I call it, particularly noticeable on the defensive side, which is what I've seen most already in this ballgame. Depending on defense, it feels like nearly the entire contest so far. On offense, they've had a little less success moving the ball. Here's Brody Copeman, drives in. Ball is going to get away. Korblik is going to save it. A one-handed runner is off the mark. And in the effort for the rebound, lots of contact underneath. There's bodies on the floor. And as they climb to their feet, let's see where the foul is going to land. It's going to put Korblik at the free throw line. It'll be very quick play. A foul on Noah Steven Morgan. Noah has gotten fouls 1 and 2 less than 2 minutes into the game. He's an important cog for this team. Free throw, no good. So Korblik unable to capitalize on the free throw opportunity. And Steven Morgan is going to have to come off the floor. 6:17 in the first. Korblik's second free throw. He'll hit that one. So Bowden will get his first point of the game, and the Ravens stretch it to 7-0. Up court pass stolen by Parrish, and he tries to throw it back into the court, but it's going to be taken back by Drake Duncan. Pleasant Ridge comes back on offense. One hand push pass right side Webb. They'll try to feed into the middle. The ball is going to be booted. It's going to go out of bounds back to Pleasant Ridge. We're still not 2 minutes into the game, and we have packed a lot of action in. 7-0 Ravens. The inbound pass, that was a high-risk pass. It was high and floating. Ravens are going to steal it. Coming down, Harris shoots new. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. It's going to be tipped out where White Wortney will clear it away. Aiden Webb up the floor. Three-point shot left side. Air ball strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Harris. And back up the floor with the MHMA. 5:40 to go winning. 7-0 Raven lead in the opening quarter. And as he gets into the forecourt, Bowden Korblik is fouled up top side. And again, we talk about that high motor and aggressive defense. Well, that has caused Pleasant Ridge some issues. First foul of the game there for Lucas Heim, and already 4 fouls by Pleasant Ridge. 2.5 minutes in. 7-0 Ravens. They will have the ball up topside. Copeman gets it to Harris. In the middle goes to Parrish from about 8 or 9, not going to go in. Rebound down. Ravens. Beagle has it knocked away from him for a moment, but he's able to recover. Nearly taken away by Duncan for Pleasant Ridge. Ravens are going to reset their offense. Harris drives in, nothing doing. Comes back to Korblik, back to Mark. He'll start to the top. Parrish will handle it. Back out on top. Copeman flashes up for that high post. We haven't talked about Sam much. And Sam Joyce has been down there working in the middle. He's right now on the right block. But there's been a lot of traffic around him, and he's done a pretty good job of keeping his hands off the ball so far. But that extra effort of denying him left some other Ravens open. Newly into the ballgame now. Pleasant Ridge will make a new substitution. Feed over to the left side. Ravens with the basketball. In the game for Pleasant Ridge now is going to be, hold on. Here's a shot for the Ravens. It's on its way and off the mark. Rebound, MHMA. And as the feed goes underneath, we're going to get a traveling call. Pleasant Ridge has brought Cooper Buying into the game, by the way. 7-0 for Hillman Academy. 4:20 to play. First quarter. Ridge trying to get something on the board. There's a really long three. Won't drop. There's Sam Joyce. Boxing out nicely underneath. Gets the rebound. Outlets it down the floor. Here comes Korbelik. One hand floater. It's up and good for two more. 9-0. Ravens in front, and we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break here in Ashes of Kansas with 4:07 to play in the first. MHMA 9, Rams scoreless.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Have been good. I know Johnny is. The Ravens have been really good here in the opening half of the first quarter. 4 minutes to go is the ball coming into the forecourt for Pleasant Ridge. Aiden Webb is going to bring it up. 7-0. MHMA out in front. Here's another three. Rams can't get it to drop. Harris rebounds it down. Combination of the Ravens playing well and really icy shooting in the early part of the ballgame for Pleasant Ridge. And MHMA is looking for a double-digit lead out of the gate. Over to the left side, it's going to go down to the corner to Brody. Back out on top, it'll go to Korbelik. Now down to the baseline. Parrish will cut into the lane, pulls up off the side of the lane. It's going to be up, off the window, and good. Parrish Beagle, two more. He's at five. Ravens in front now, 11-0. And 3:28 to go in the first. Ridge, baseball pass to the other side. Here's a three, wound up short. Rebound off the floor. Long rebound out to Cannon Duncan off the missed by Wyatt Courtney. Pass down to the baseline is going to be slapped away by Harris. It'll go out of bounds on the far side of the gym. And we're going to get substitutions in for MHMA. Into the lineup, you're going to get Adam Cottle checking in. You're also going to see Luke Siebert into the game. 3:12 to play in the first quarter. Here's another three launched by Ridge. That's coming up short. It seems like Pleasant Ridge offense has pretty much been get the ball, and if you can get a decent look at it, spot up and go. Adam Connell is going to pick up his first. That's the first foul of the game for MHMA. 3:08 to go in the opening quarter. Pleasant Ridge has committed four. Passed out on top, batted away, loose on the floor. Ridge is going to save it. They'll bring it back to the top of the key. They're running 15-footer in and out. It just won't go in for the Rams here in the early part of the game. 2:50 to go in the first. They're still scoreless. Down with it. It's going to be Beagle. Off the window and good. Parrish Beagle getting a couple of more. He's now at, what, 7 points? 13-0, Ravens. 2:40 to go, opening quarter. Baseline three. Very short. Rebound, Ravens. Pleasant Ridge has really not been able to challenge. They have not, I'm not going to say they have a try, but they've certainly had no success getting the ball inside, trying to get something in the middle, anything in the paint. As they get down court, they get a decent look at the three. That's what they've been doing. Been throwing them in the air, and when those things don't fall, and sometimes they just won't, Ravens are going to travel with the ball. Then you get in trouble early on, and that's where Pleasant Ridge finds themselves now. 2 minutes and 13 seconds ago in the first quarter. It is a 13-0 Raven lead. Now for Mar Hillman Academy, Korbelik will come out of the game. Into the lineup will come Keegan Mispagel. Also into the game for MHMA. Who have I got checking in? That's Miles. Yeah, Miles Dulac is in. So So Dulac will check into the lineup. We're inside two. Pleasant Ridge still looking for its first point of the game here in the opening quarter. So drive to the left side of the lane. Bring it back out top of the key. Now drive right side of the lane. No room. Come back out top of the key with another pass. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. Saved by Ridge over on the left side. Coming up with this is going to be Cooper Bynum. Now it's going to be stolen. Down the court. Dulac goes in. Can't get the layup to fall, but he will draw the foul. Fisher's going to walk his way over to the scorer's table. Let's see against whom it'll be whistled. I suspect it is on Aiden. Yep. Aiden Webb will have his first foul. Miles Dulac strides up there. Free throw. Got it. Miles Dulac, senior for MHMA. That'll be his first point tonight. One more shot coming up for Miles. His team leading it now 14-0. And 15-0. Walking the ball into the forecourt, Pleasant Ridge. Trying to figure out some offense, trying to get something good to happen. Minute and a half to go in the first. They do not want to be shut out in the opening quarter. And here's a pass down to the baseline that is touched by no one. Goes harmlessly out of play. I suspect Lucas Heim was the intended recipient of the pass, but he got in a lot of traffic. Couldn't get to where the ball had been thrown. Back up with it will come the Ravens. Out on top of it is going to be Miss Pagel. He'll get it to Siebert. Luke from the top. Looks right, nothing there. Goes left to Harris. Back out to Keegan. 75 seconds to go into first. Cutting in the middle. Changing hands. Putting the shot up that won't go in. The rebound underneath. Siebert for two. Luke will hit the bucket. It's now 17-0. And we're at a minute to go in the opening quarter. A runner from the baseline. It rattles in. And Pleasant Ridge is on the board. Aiden Webb will knock it down. 49 seconds left, opening quarter. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds for the Ravens. Ridge will have it back in. Pleasant Ridge goes to the bench. They are bringing back in starter Drake Duncan. And they're also going to bring into the game Coben Hoppe, a sophomore. Left. Shot goes up on the baseline. Won't go in. Pleasant Ridge having such a hard time getting anything to fall for them. 16-footer for the Ravens is up and good. Siebert has two more. Luke Siebert with back-to-back baskets. 19-2 Ravens. We're in the final 20 seconds of the opening quarter. The ball is going to be batted away. It's rolling around. Out on top, it's going to be taken away by MHMA. Here come the Ravens. Outlet down the court. Siebert kicks it back behind him. Miss Pagel feeds in the middle of Dulac. Now the shot is going to go up from 15. Rims out. No. Rebound followed up. No. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And it is Raven ball with 3 seconds left, first quarter. Interesting group out on the floor for Coach Rapplinger. One starter, Harris. The ball comes in. Miss Pagel, the launch at the buzzer does not go down, and that is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor here in Atchison, Kansas. After one, all Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy 19, Pleasant Ridge 2.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Good to hear in Maverick Gymnasium on the MHMA campus. Welcome back, everybody. Opening quarter. Well, I think it's fair to say that it was pretty much all Ravens. 19-2, Pleasant Ridge getting their points from Aiden Webb. For MHMA, you had Parrish Beagle with 7. 4 in the opening quarter for Luke Siebert off the bench. 3 apiece, Mark Harris, Bowden Korbelik, and 2 for Miles Dulac. Ravens at the free throw line were 4 of 5. So we're going to see who's going to start the second quarter for MHMA. And it's going to be the starting five back out there. Korbelik, Ed Coatman, Beagle, Joyce, Harris. Pleasant Ridge for the basketball to begin things here in the second. Working right in front of the Raven bench now, driving over to the left side is going to be Aiden Webb. Comes off on top. Here's a wide open three. Halfway down, and it just wouldn't fall. You hear the groan of disappointment from the Pleasant Ridge fans to the immediate left here. So we will have a foul by the Ravens on the look for the rebound, and Brody Coatman will have his first foul tonight. Brody's first and the Ravens' second foul. Five team fouls so far by Pleasant Ridge. Rams are going to be putting it back in play. They're looking to get it inside. Kick it back out. A little in-out move and a baseline jump shot. It's up and in. The basket by Cannon Duncan. 19-4 at 7:15 to play in the half. Parrish Beagle will drive in. He'll pull up 14-footer. No. Sam rebounds it down, follows up, doesn't finish, and the shot falls away. The look at the rebound is going to go out of bounds and will belong to the Ravens. Luke Siebert had a good opening quarter coming off the bench, and he's going to be putting the ball in play. Siebert's the only non-starter out of the court right now, and his inbound pass is too soft and stolen by Webb, who is then run over by Beagle. Parrish goes over and has a brief convo with Luke and says, hey, just put a little bit more stuff on that inbound pass, okay? 7 minutes to go in the half. Ridge with the basketball in the lane. Nothing to it. Has to come back off on top. 19-4, Ravens out front. The drive to the left, the shot is up, no good, and a late whistle. The guy went a pitcher who I think really plays these whole game in his mind. He plays out what has happened, kind of thinks about it, evaluates it, makes the call. Not fast. First foul of the game by Warham Heights Academy's Sam Joyce. Free throw, right in there. So for Sam, it's foul number one. At the free throw line, that was Noah Sieben Morgan. Noah got two fouls in the first less than 2 minutes of the game, so he came out. But right now, you've got to understand that Coach White is like, I got to have one of my starters out there. Second free throw is also good. So he's throwing Noah back into the game with the, I'm certain, admonition. Just be kind of careful, okay? Try to not get a third foul here in the first half. 19-6, Ravens have not scored yet in the second quarter. Korbelik will handle it up topside. There's a little 2-3 zone employed by Pleasant Ridge. Comes to Joyce, back to Beagle. In the corner, Korbelik. He'll go three. Swoosh. Wow, Korbelik from outside, giving him his sixth point of the game. 22-6 Ravens at the 6:15 mark. Three on the other end, missing it. For all of their efforts at three-point shots tonight, Pleasant Ridge is yet to have one of them drop. 2 minutes gone in the second. It remains 22-6 MHMA. Harris has it. Starts left, gets it back to Beagle, kicks over to the right side, Korbelik, a bit of a head fake, does not elude a defender, works around to the left side, down to the edge comes Harris, he will sidestep a defender, put a shot up that's going to ultimately be short, and a rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Sieben Morgan comes up with a basketball and back up the floor, here go the Rams, look over to the right side, seed for three, no. Again, it won't fall in, and as Brody Coatman had interior position, Pleasant Ridge comes in from behind, and Drake Duncan will have his second foul. It'll be Pleasant Ridge foul number six. 5.5 to go, first half. Trio of substitutions coming in now for Coach White. We'll wait until they get them all kind of settled in here. I've got Wyatt Gwortney out there. Aiden Webb is still in the game. You've got Brady Mance out on the floor. I find Cooper Buying and Noah Sieben Morgan. 5:20 to play, first half. Ravens have the ball, leading 22-6. Parrish Beagle will fall away for three. He knew it was not going to go in. Raced into the lane, couldn't come up with the rebound. Now the outlet pass out of the court. Going to be dished over to the left side. A near travel, the 12-foot shot doesn't drop. Rebound tapped out, follow up and good. Wyatt Gwartney's first bucket tonight. 22-8. And we have 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go, first half. Still, even though we're just about a week from the Christmas holiday, still a lot of basketball coming up on Care Radio. Not just tonight, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. Taking it right down into Christmas week. Here's a baseline lean-in. Shot up and good. Parrish Beagle, his first point of the second quarter, is 9 points so far this evening, making it 24-8. And there is that first three-point shot of the night for Pleasant Ridge. It belongs to Wyatt Gwartney. 24-11. 4-11 to play in the half. Ravens kind of walking up. MHM made a little less steam than they may have had early in the game with this 13-point lead. Copeland will take it up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Parrish. Beagle starts right, drives left, goes into the lane, kisses it off the window, but missed it. However, we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge foul. The whistle is going to be on Wyatt. No. It's going to be on Brady. Okay. So Brady picking up the foul. And before any free throws are shot, we're going to get a Morehillmount Academy timeout. Joseph, what do you say? Let's take a break. We're down to 3:52 to go in the first half. Here at Ashes of Kansas, the Ravens, 24, Rams 11.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Harry Spiegel, we're going to be the first player tonight in double-digit scoring. One of one at the free throw line already this evening, and his first one here gives him his 10th point. Welcome back, everybody, to Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League as Morehillmount Academy is hosting Pleasant Ridge, and the Ravens have raced to an early lead. They're looking to add to it here, and will with both free throws by Parrish Beagle. Ravens are up now 26-11. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first half. Rams will come into the forecourt. Down the left side, it's going to be Cooper buying. Cooper spinning with the left foot. Now dumps it down by the baseline. We're going to have another timeout. Yeah, this time it's going to be taken by Coach Jaron White. Pleasant Ridge. We'll call it. We're going to share it. 3:40 to go in the half. Remains. Ravens in front. 26-11.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
On the half, 26-11. Ravens out front. Both Pleasant Ridge, well, Pleasant Ridge coming in at 2-2 tonight. Morehillmount Academy coming in at 3-1. They'll beat over to the right side. They'll look in. No room. Comes back on top. Left wing, Ridge drives in, goes in, short jumper, hits the back, kicks out. Rebound Beagle. Ravens will race to the other end of the court where Korblik will come down the right side. Little behind the back dribble as he trades directions. Bunny Hop on the other end. Shot up off the window and good. Parrish Beagle, two more. Beagle now with 13 points, chasing his team's lead to 28-11. As we're at 3 minutes now to go in the first half. Again, a nice crowd. Not an SRO crowd, but a nice crowd here at Haverty. Turnaround shot from the left block. Won't fall, and Ravens will rebound this one down. Adam Caudill clears it away. Parrish, skip pass over to the left side. Harris, near the baseline, swings it across. Korbelek will shake a defender, launch a three that's too strong. And now, on the rebound, we hear a whistle. Let's see what he's going to call here. Saw a little movement out of the corner of my eye, like something was going on. It will be the first foul on Pleasant Ridge. It's Cooper Buying. And for the Ravens, it's going to be Brody Copeman up there. Brody, one of two starters who has not yet scored in the game for the Ravens. Coming to the free throw line right here, one plus. Brody's shot wide to the right side, and they're going to bring it in from out of bounds. Having not touched iron, the rule is it has to be put in play. So, 2:40 left in the half. 28-11. Ravens here at home and enjoying the lead. They raced out to a lead early on. In fact, they got up 17-0 before Ridge was able to get something on the board. We're down to 2:20 to go in the half. Rams looking a little better now. It seems like they've kind of gotten their game legs beneath them. Backing into the lane. Picked up on a double team. A nice spin to the inside, but the shot won't go in. Rebound is on the floor, and we get a foul? Or about maybe they were going to call a jump ball, but we're going to have a foul called as Keegan Mizpagel getting tangled up with Aiden Webb. Webb having a word with the official. He's walking all the way up the floor with him, pleading his case. I don't think it's going to help, but I guess maybe it didn't hurt anything. Once again, the Ravens are going to come to the free throw line. Keegan Mizpagel has not scored tonight. That's the 19th foul, so he'll be up there one plus. The free throw, yes. So Mizpagel will hit the front half. He will earn the bonus. And Benedictine is going to take Mark Harris out. They're also going to take out Caudill. They're even five on the floor. I see Beagle and Siebert out there. We've got Korbelik and Joyce in at the free throw line with one more shot. Mizpagel, he'll hit it. Keegan getting his first 2 points tonight. 30-11. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. They're going to find some way to come back in this game. And again, a team that apparently builds a lot of their offense around that three-point shot. And when they're not falling, and they have not fallen for them tonight, that's a problem. 15-foot jumper here from the free throw line is not going to go in. Rebound will be slapped out of bounds, and it is off Ridge. Official hasn't made a call yet. Now the officials are going to talk about this. I thought that it was off Pleasant Ridge, but now that's apparently not so clear. Now the third official is going to come in. And he will make an emphatic call. It is Pleasant Ridge basketball. Right in front of the Raven bench, we've got a minute 52 to go in the half. Substitution, you hear the scoreboard horn going off. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring Noah Sieben Morgan in, take Cannon Duncan out. And on the inbound pass, the Ravens are going to just steal it. And then Korbelik, who had stolen the ball, just leaped up and plucked it out of the sky on the inbound pass, comes down, stepping on the baseline. So back it will come again to Pleasant Ridge. So the Ravens by 19 with a minute 49 to go in the half. Baseline three is up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Taken away this time by Sam Joyce. Sam wraps the ball up. Pulls it free, gets it over to Parrish Beagle. Back on offense come the Ravens, and Beagles shot, nope. Batted around, knocked free, and we're going to have a whistle and another foul. Let's see which one this one goes, which way this one goes. The whistle is going to be the third foul of the game now for Aiden Webb for Pleasant Ridge. Sam Joyce will step to the line. Sam also looking for his first point tonight. However, finding the Ravens in the double bonus, Sam's going to get a couple of shots here regardless. Siebert comes out of the game. Harris comes back in. 1:29 to go in the half. Boys High School basketball this evening here at Atchison, Kansas. Free throw for Joyce. There it goes in. Kind of hung on the back lip of the rim for quite some time and then rolled forward, fell through, and Sam is on the board with his first tonight. Second one, not going to go. Rebound, Rams. 31-11. Pleasant Ridge takes it all the way to the baseline. Not going to get access to the rim. They'll bring it back out on top. Work it back around to the left. Now the ball's going to be batted away. Up the floor, Ravens. 2-on-1 break. Off the glass and good. Nicely done by Miss Pagel. Keegan, his first field goal, and now he's at 4 points. 33-11, MHMA. We go into the last minute of the half now. Pass across again. It's going to be stolen by the Ravens. Miss Pagel feeds it across to Harris. Lost the handle on it. Tried to pick it back up. Goes up with a shot, but it won't go in. And a rebound off the missed shot comes back to Pleasant Ridge. Cooper Bang returns to the floor for the Rams. 49 seconds to go. First half, 33-11. Walking it up the court, and into the forecourt will come Ridge. The ball lost, picked up by the Ravens. Here comes Keegan. He's 1-on-3. Pulls up from 17 and doesn't get it. And a rebound, Ridge. Half a minute to go in the half. Pleasant Ridge is on offense, trailing at 33-11. Pass to the right side of the lane. It's going to get away. It's on the floor. And official says it's going to be out of bounds off Miss Pagel. Pleasant Ridge will have it deep in the corner, right by the locker entrance for the Ravens. Top side, Bunny Hops, baseline shot, nope. Tipped up, off the rim, nope. Rebound, pulled down by Siebert, fouled in the backcourt. So Luke gets fouled. Now, I'll tell you what you've got to understand right now. For Pleasant Ridge, head coach Jaron White has done everything that you can do. In fact, he came tonight with 11 players. They've all been in there. He's tried every combination that he can come up with to try to get his team to kind of gel and have something good happen for him. Luke Siebert's first free throw is up and good. With that, he collects his fifth point tonight. Mark Helmout Academy, similarly, has played a lot of guys this evening. Free throw, he'll get that one. So Siebert with six, 35-11. Ridge is going to have to get the shot off quickly, 5 seconds, 3 seconds. At the buzzer, it's a three, not going. Halftime is here. We'll be back. Run Sunrise, the opening half for you today. Players go to their respective locker rooms. It is Mark Helmout Academy 35, Pleasant Ridge 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season. and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Haverty Gym. Halftime, and the Raven guys way out in front, 35-11. They jumped out to a 17-0 lead before Pleasant Ridge got on the board. For Ridge, leading scorer, coming off the bench is Wyatt Courtney with five, then two apiece. Cannon Duncan, Aiden Webb, and Noah Stephen Morgan. For the Ravens, double digits already for Parrish Beagle with 13. Six apiece for Bowden Korbelik and Luke Siebert. You've had a four-point first half. Keegan Mispagel, three for Mark Harris, two for Miles Dulac, and Sam Joyce with one. Stick around. We're going to be back and bring in the second half of the guys' game. Again, intermission score here in Atchison, Kansas. Marshall Mount Academy 35, Pleasant Ridge 11. We kick it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio as the halftimes are ever more festive.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their eight locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We're bringing you the Pleasant Ridge and Marhill Mount Academy boys basketball game at this time. We will be returning to it in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up on tomorrow afternoon, right at high noon, we've got the Benedictine Lady Ravens as they are on the road at Clark. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the men's game. That's, again, Benedictine Ravens action tomorrow afternoon, starting at high noon with the women's game. Then, on Monday, we've got a rare Monday night game as we've got Valley Falls at Donovan West. With the girls taking to the court at 6 p.m., the boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Tuesday brings us to the last game of 2022, the last set of them. We've got the girls taking to the court at 6 p.m. in the Horton at ACCHS game, with the boys taking to the court sometime around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from dead. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msc.sports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Taking a look at girls' games, we have some finals to report. In the Hiawatha-Holton girls' game, it was Hiawatha 45 to Holton 30. Jeff West and Sabetha met up today. Sabetha took home the win in the girls' game, 40 to 24. Clifton Clyde ladies beat Wetmore 68 to 11. Donovan West beat Valley Heights by 1 point, 38 to 37. In the Nemaha Central Perry the Compton game, it was Nemaha Central 53, Perry the Compton 7. ACCHS beat McClouth 65 to 17. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was an exciting finish with the Lady Ravens at 38. Pleasant Ridge, Lady Rams, 34. I'll be back in just a moment with the boys' scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Taking a look at boys' games, we have some finals to report as well. In the Hiawatha-Holton game, it was Holton 59, Hiawatha 47. Jeff West got beat by the Sabetha boys 63-29. In the ACCHS-McClouth game, it was ACCHS 51, McClouth 31. At the half, we have Lynn reporting 31 points to Axtell's 24. Clifton Clyde had 36 points to Wetmore's 15. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at 35, Pleasant Ridge 11. We'll talk to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 20. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Lows level off around 14 tomorrow night. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 38. 33, chance for mixed precipitation Monday. About an inch of snow Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium. Marhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. It's the Northeast Kansas League, and we go to the second half of the guys' game. The Ravens in front of the Pleasant Ridge Rams, 35-11. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer, engineer, halftime news guy, entertainment coordinator between games, kind of whatever you need done, he can handle it. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couch will be here courtside and for Pleasant Ridge. Gonna look out here and gotta find where I put my ink pen for the second half. Oh yes. For Pleasant Ridge, it is not gonna be the starting five, is it? Yeah, it is. It's gonna be Duncan and Webb. I see him. No, Stephen Morgan is out there and Lucas Heim and looks like Drake Duncan. So they are gonna have the starting five out there. Morehill Mount Academy, a quick scan of the floor would say similarly. It'll be Bowden Korbelik, Perry Spiegel, Brody Copeman, Mark Harris, and Sam Joyce. Ravens are going to have it in play. We're underway. The feed down low to Sam. He gets pushed. The shot won't go in, but he'll come to the line for a couple of free throws. Foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, and that'll be the third of the game for Drake Duncan. Basically, Drake said, you know what? I'm not going to let you just have that one. You're going to have to get through me to get that bucket. The free throw will not go in for Joyce. He is at 1 point in the game, one of now three at the free throw line. Sam will square up the second one. It won't go in either. Paris will rebound it down. It's going to be taken away from him. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. 7:37 to go in the third quarter. 35-11. Ravens out front. Ridge will take it over to the free throw line, bring it back out on top, starting into the lane. Looking in, no room there, comes back off on top. Ridge will head to the free throw line again, kick it over to the right. The jump shot, three from the baseline for Lucas Heim. His first points of the game. This is something that just would not happen for Pleasant Ridge earlier in the game, and that is have some of those perimeter shots fall for them. We're a minute into the second half. Beagle will skip it over to the left side. Now from the baseline, the three-point shot is not going to fall for Harris. Ravens will come up with the offensive board. Back out on top, Korbelik. Bit of a head fake. Doesn't shake his defender. The feet underneath to Copeman. He will turn and shoot way off the mark. And on the rebound, the official blows the whistle, stops the game. An offensive foul against the Ravens. That is going to be on Sam. Apparently Sam Joyce trying to get himself a little extra room underneath there. It's going to be called for the clearing out foul, 6:49 to go in the third quarter. Still a 35-14 Raven lead. Pleasant Ridge, this is going to be Aiden Webb with it. He gets cut off still in the backcourt, still not across the timeline. Now they'll bring it up with the pass. The three on its way, hit one a moment ago, but that one does not fall for Lucas Heim. And a rebound to the Ravens. Outlet, baseball pass, other end, and stripped away from Brody Copeman. Good hustle. Drake Duncan getting down the floor. Slap that ball away, and it's going to come in again to Morehill Mount Academy. They'll bring it in. Harris with the inbound, out on top to Beagle. Goes to Korbelik, lost it, and then as he goes over and recovers it just before it gets out of bounds, it starts to turn back into the floor. He's going to be fouled by Lucas Heim. Lucas Heim is second foul of the game. Quickly as that, Pleasant Ridge, team foul two of the second half. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Ravens in the basketball leading at 35-14. Offside with it, now driving to the baseline, the feed underneath, and there's Brody laying it up and in. Copeman is now on the board, and the Ravens steal the upcourt pass, the feed across, Brody's going to get another one, give the assist to Korbelik. 39-14, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Now the Ravens come out up with another steal. When MHMA goes to some pressure, it has really been a problem, and that's over back. Yeah. Morehill Mount Academy that time. The ball had gotten into the forecourt. They were having a little trouble getting it up the floor, and so they lob it back, and Sam was trailing the play up court. His father, they were throwing it to him, and you make that big leap, you know, the one where you jump from the backcourt across the midcourt line to catch it in midair and then land in the forecourt. But having not established your forecourt, very clearly and correctly, an over and back call. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Into the lane, no room, turning around, falling away, putting up a shot anyway in the middle of a lot of traffic that does not fall. That was Aiden Webb. And into the forecourt, Ravens on offense. Each team still has a starting five in the game. Here's a feed underneath to Sam. Power move, doesn't get it. Rebound, Rams. Pleasant Ridge coming up the floor. Cannon with the rebound up the floor. Here's going to be Courtney with the ball on the right side of the lane. Kicks it over to the left from the outside. Thinking about the three and then not able to get a good look at it. The pass is going to be stolen away. Ravens back up the floor. Another steal by Parrish Beagle. 4:50 to go. Third quarter. Cross court pass to Korbelik. Again, the Ravens coming into the ballgame tonight at 3-1. Here's a long three for Harris. Not going to fall. Rebound. Comes way outside. Rams up the court with it. MHMA leading at 35-11. They have gained 1 point here in the third quarter. So 39-14. Shot for three. Not going to go again for Pleasant Ridge. Webb can't get it to fall. And even though Ridge has now gotten a couple 3-point shots, their shooting percentage from the perimeter has not been what I'm sure Coach White hoped and probably has been used to seeing through this year. Just having a hard time getting anything to fall in. And defense that surrounds Korbelik forces a travel and a Raven turnover. Luke Siebert will come into the game now. Also back in comes Adam Caudill. This is the standard rotational switch that Coach Rapplinger has developed. Those are the first two guys in. We are halfway through the third quarter. It is still a 39-14 game. Scoring has really slowed. 3-point shot for Ridge. Nope. Rebound Harris. Ravens are going to take it the other way. Ravens scoring a lot early in the game and maybe have lost a little bit of that razor's edge. Here's a 3-point shot, Korbelik, that you normally would expect it's going to go in, but it does not. Then the rebound off the long carom. We're going to have a Raven foul. Go back the other way. This one is going to be on Luke. Siebert, foul number one. Ravens, foul number two. Team fouls are even at two apiece with 3.5 to go in the third quarter now. Harris will exit the game for Coach Rapplinger. Keegan Mispagel will come in. Pleasant Ridge works the ball into the forecourt, comes top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane, looking, twisting, turning, then fading away, and getting the shot, the roll around, and go in. Noah Seaman Morgan. 39-16. And we've got 3 minutes left in this extremely low-scoring third quarter. Miss Pagel gets it over to Siebert. Ravens backing away now against that zone defense. Coming over to the right side. Back out to the top. MHMA just working the ball around, trying to see if they can find a soft spot. That or back away and ultimately just take that outside shot. Here's Beagle down the left side of the lane. Has to kick it back up top side. 2.5 to go in the third. Back to the outside. These teams have one more game left in this semester before the holiday break ensues. It will be, here's a leaning shot, up and rolls around and goes in. Parrish Beagle with a couple of more points. Beagle now at 15. 41-16, 2 minutes left. Here's a three from the left side for Noah Seaman Morgan. 41-19. And again, Ravens are going to, this time they're going to just walk it up the floor. Pleasant Ridge has dropped back and they're going to set up their defense right around the 3-point area. And Ravens are going to take a timeout. Yeah. Let's do it. Taking a break with MHMA. 1.5 to go in the third quarter. It is Ravens 41, Pleasant Ridge 19.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps,
and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We're down to the final three outings for basketball here on Gear Radio for 2022. Tomorrow, we'll have the Benedictine Ravens here on Gear Radio as BC will be at Clark, noon for the ladies' game, 2 o'clock for the guys, the Ravens and the Pride. Then we move to next week where Monday it'll be Valley Falls at Donovan West, and then Tuesday, wrapping it up, Horton at ACCHS. Right now, though, we've still got a quarter plus, minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Let's see what Coach Ramplinger has decided to do with this team. Has he made a lot of changes or not? Right now, they've kind of backed away and opened it up a little bit. Here's a baseline jumper for Siebert. Nope. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. Back to Morehead Academy. Siebert, Miss Pagel, Korbelik. Going to be brought in play by Harris. Shot is up by Korbelik, no good. And Pleasant Ridge will come up with the basketball. Ravens going to round it out with Caudill. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up, no good. Rebound, Harris. Here comes MHM. We're in the last minute now of the third. Siebert underneath. Korbelik gets it. Bowden Korbelik with his eighth point of the game. 43-19 Ravens. 30 seconds left here in the third. Nice driving shot. Up and off the window and good. First bucket tonight for Drake Duncan. 43-21 Ravens. Probably looking for the final shot. MHMA swings it over to the left side. Into the hands it goes of Mark Harris. Back out on top. That's going to be Keegan. Harris will take it to the top. Gets it there to Siebert. He will start to the right. He will pull up the three. He will hit the three. How about that for Luke Siebert? And that is the third quarter. Siebert hits the bucket, getting his ninth point of the game. And we'll go to the fourth here in Atchison. MHMA 46, Pleasant Ridge 21.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody. Scoring to this juncture of the game finds Pleasant Ridge being led by Noah Sieben-Morgan with 7 points and coming off the bench, 5. Everybody else, 2 or 3 for Pleasant Ridge. For Morehead Mount Academy, it is 15 points for Parrish Beagle. Off the bench, how about Luke Siebert having a big night tonight? He's now at 9-8 for Bowden Korbelik. Then 4 and fewer for the Ravens as we go down the rest of the line. But right now, we go to action in the fourth quarter. Ridge putting it in play, and we're back at it. Ridge will have the ball over to the right side. We'll start to drive into the middle, push it back off on top. Here's Cannon Duncan, lobs it into the center. It's going to escape the grasp inside of Wilburn. It goes the other way. Shot is up, no. Follow shot, yes, plus one. First bucket would not go in, but the follow by Beagle, it's up, it's good. That'll be his 17th point. An opportunity at one more, the first foul of the ballgame for Pleasant Ridge. They committed that foul, Wyatt Wilburn. Parrish Beagle, the guy coming to the free throw line tonight. He is 3 of 3 at the stripe with 17 points. Takes plenty of time, looking it over, a little knee bend, shot is up, round and round and good. 18 for Parrish. 49-21 with 7.5 to go. Baseline three for Rich, no. Offensive rebound underneath, and probably wisely because a lot of defenders are hanging around him, bringing it back out on top where Pleasant Ridge was, Wilburn. Now the feed will come into the lane to Seaman Morgan. Has to get out of there. Does. The drive to the right side. The shot up off the block, and the foul is going to be called on the floor. Aiden Webb was a little frustrated. He thought that he was fouled in the act of shooting a basket that did go in, but the official says no. It's going to be the second foul today by Keegan. 7:14 left. Inbound pass slapped away. Knocked back out of bounds by Harris. Brody Copeman will come back in for Bar Hill Mountain Academy. Here comes the Pleasant Ridge offense. 7-11 rolling along to go in the ballgame. The drive into the lane. No room there. Comes back on top straight away. It's a three. It is perfect. I mean, the net barely wiggled and Cannon Duncan has five. 49-24. Harris will come down the right side with it. Miss Pagel. Back comes to Mark. Ridge in the 2-3. Shot from the right side. Glance is short. And a rebound cleared away by the Rams. And the Ridge in the Navy with gold here tonight. Baseline 3. Uncontested. Not going to hit. And another Harris rebound. Gets it away to Beagle on the fast break. He just beats everybody to the other end and scores. Harris at 20 now. 51-24. Baseline 3. Nicely done for Pleasant Ridge. That is Wyatt Gwertney. Couple of threes on the night and 8 points. 51-27. Baseline runner. It's going to be up and good for Harris. Two teams now just going back and forth. Rolling points in 53-27. Pleasant Ridge will work it up to the top side. Pleasant Ridge coming into the game tonight again. We mentioned they were 2-2 checking in here tonight. Here's a three that's launched and missed. And Pleasant Ridge unable to save the miss. It's going to go back out of bounds and Bar Hill Mountain Academy will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. Right now, Coach Ramplinger, and I see this from a lot of coaches. I got to ask a coach sometime why you do this. You're ahead of a team by, 30 points or so. You're in the late going of the game. And you put all of your starters back in. You see it a lot. And then they will filter them out and take out all the starters here in the next probably minute or so. But it's kind of a coaching thing. And I'm sure there's a philosophy involved. And I'm going to ask Coach Moody or somebody, how come that happened? So Ravens are going to go up the court. The ball is kicked and lost out of bounds. It'll come back in to Pleasant Ridge. 5:14 to go. And again, the Ravens starters out of the court as they lead 53-27. Pass goes to the right side of the free throw line, starting into the lane. There's no room in the middle. The pass comes back out on top, and Ridge is going to try to look for the open perimeter shot. And they go into the middle. We're going to get a Raven foul. Whistle's going to be on Parrish, his second foul tonight. Team foul 4. Not been a lot of fouls called here in the second half, but we're at 5 minutes to play. 3-point shot, right side. Nice shot. Wyatt Wilburn. And coming up the court, we will get a Raven timeout. Let's do it. We'll take a break at 4:54 to go. MHMA 53, Pleasant Ridge 30.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Pleasant Ridge, the first team out of the court as we're coming out of the timeout with, who we got out there? I see Wyatt Courtney on the court and Wyatt Wilburn. So we got the two Wyatts out there. I've got Noah Sieben Morgan. Who else am I going to spot out here? Aiden Webb. And, oh, way down the court is going to be Drake Duncan. And again, for Moore Hill Mount Academy, it is their starting five. Korbelik and Beagle, Coatman, Harris, Joyce. 4:44 left in the game. Ravens on offense, leading at 53-30. Topside with it. Beagle goes in, lobs it over. Coatman goes up. Beagle hits the ground, and we'll see what the foul is. It is on Pleasant Ridge. It'll be the second foul of the game for Wyatt Wilburn. Team fouls are going to be even at 4. And Beagle will come to the free throw line. Parrish with 20 tonight. 4 of 4 at the free throw line. This one, no. One more shot coming up for Parrish. Benedict and basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio. Ravens and Clark. 12 o'clock for the ladies. The guys at 2. Second free throw misses them both. Back up court for the basketball. Very quickly, Pleasant Ridge. They'll feed underneath. Nobody got back in a hurry. What a nice job on the transition of the bucket for Drake Duncan. 53-32. The feed to the other side, and as quickly as that, Brody Coatman standing underneath the goal lays it up and in. Brody, 6 points now. He had 2 points earlier on a couple of steals of inbounds that he went up with. Here's a falling away shot. No good. Out of play. It will be Raven basketball. We're inside 4 minutes to play. Raven starter still out on the floor, leading at 55-32. Down to the left side, Coatman. Top side, Korbelik. Left side, the shot, 3. Mark Parrish from outside. He will have his 8th point of the game. 58-32. The ball's going to be knocked away by Sam Joyce, and then they'll say kicked. Substitutions coming in for Coach White and Pleasant Ridge. He will bring in 5 new youngsters. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, Luke Sieben Morgan will come in, taking out Sam Joyce. The other Ravens starters will stay in. 3.5 left. Skip in. The shot goes up and misses. And the ball's going to be stolen away from Pleasant Ridge. Here comes MHMA. Korbelik coming down the floor with it. We're going to down the right side. 3:19 to go. Cross court, it goes to Harris and into the corner. Luke Siebert. Shot will not go in. A little too strong. Goes over the rim. 3 minutes to play. Ridge back top side with it. Work day outside. Little seesaw motion. And here's a nice long 3. Rims around. Won't go. Beagle coming down with another board. 2:40 to play. 58-32, Ravens in front. Korbelik, Beagle, Coatman, Harris, and Siebert are the Raven 5. Here's a 3. No good. Rebounding it down, Pleasant Ridge. Brady Mance comes up with that rebound. Here's a 3 on the other end. Nicely done. Cannon Duncan for 3. 58-35. Korbelik walks it up to Harris. 2 minutes to play now. Harris starts to the right side, hands it over to Korblick. War Hill Mount Academy kind of working the outside. We're not talking just above the three-point line. We're talking four steps above the three-point line. We're going to have a foul, the second of the game for Brady Mance for Pleasant Ridge. Ravens are going to go to the bench a little bit, and we're going to get back in the game. Keegan Mispagel out there with Siebert. They're going to leave starting point guard Bowden Korblick in the game. You've got Mispagel and rounding it out for the Ravens, Cooper Pound comes in. So Coop's in the game with a minute 45 left. Here's Siebert with it, right wing. Steps inside, goes to Korblick. Back out top side to Mispagel. He works around to the right side, has it knocked out of his hand, and the official up there says, Wyatt Wilburn, made a little contact as he went in to knock that one free. So Wyatt Wilburn has a third foul. And with a minute 20 to go in the game, coach will bring in a second substitution. And Carl Sargent comes in. Minute 15 left. Sargent has it up on top. Has it nearly knocked away. It has it knocked away, but it's going to go out of bounds. Touched by Wilburn. Put it into play again from just above the typical student section for the Ravens on the side of the gym. The ball comes into Pound. He will feed it in the middle of Mispagel. We've got a minute left. Mispagel dribbles it around to the top. Keegan backs away near center circle. Starts over to the right side. Goes to Korblick. Bumped a couple of times by Wilburn. Back out on top it comes Mispagel. Good group of officials. Probably not calling a foul, but now we're going to have one here. Seconds left. He's going to come to the free throw line. Mispagel kind of catching his breath out here just a little bit. And his free throw is not going to go in. 58-35 Ravens. Pleasant Ridge. Skip pass into the lane is going to be stolen. Mispagel will come back up with it. Half a minute to go now. And we'll have a little contact, and coming up the floor, the foul is going to be on Wyatt Wilburn. 28 seconds left. Keegan strides to the line. It is a 1+. And no. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. Rams up the floor with it. Into the forecourt, quickly comes Wyatt Wilburn. Down the left side, coast to coast, up and in, Wyatt Wilburn. 58-37. Ravens are going to walk it up, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas, Marshall Mount Academy 58, Pleasant Ridge 37. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with me here in Atchison, Kansas, Haverty Gymnasium, where second game tonight in the books, and Marshall Mount Academy coming away with a 58-37 win. Ravens jumped out to the big lead early. That was the story of the game, getting in front 17-0 and then riding that cushion to the end. Scoring recap for you for Pleasant Ridge. It was 8 apiece for both Wyatt Gortney and Cannon Duncan. Hot on their heels was 7. Noah Sieben Morgan off the bench with 5 points tonight. Let me get my numbers right. Oh, that's Wyatt. Wyatt Wilburn coming up with 5 this evening. 4 tonight for Drake Duncan. It was Lucas Heim with 3 and 2 for Aiden Webb. For Morehill Mount Academy, leading scorer tonight, Parrish Beagle with 20. 9 tonight for Luke Sieben Morgan. Going to give Luke Sieben Morgan coming off the bench. Going to call him our Bank of Atchison player of the game because, tell you what, he hit some nice free throws when he came in. Hit a 3-point shot third quarter, was very solid, getting a lot of quality PT. So Luke Siebert, our Bank of Atchison player of the game. 8 tonight, Mark Harris and Bowden Korbelik. You had then 6 for Brody Copeman, 4 tonight for Keegan Mispagel. It was 2 for Miles Dulac and 1 this evening for Sam Joyce. MHMA advances their record now to 4-1, and Pleasant Ridge goes to 2-3. First game of the night, it was Morehill Mount Academy winning it 38-34, so a sweep for the Ravens this evening. Tomorrow on K-Radio, Benedictine basketball, Ravens at Clark, noon for the ladies game, 2 o'clock for the guys. We invite you to join us for that. And we want to thank you for having been with us here this evening. Till we greet you tomorrow, for Joseph, producer, engineer, man of all skills, back at the Care Sports Studio, Tom Counts here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.